Hisham Bhatakha, advocate for migrants in Morocco.
Making a difference in your world.
These camps near Morocco's border with Algeria look temporary, but the undocumented migrants who live here often stay for years. Blocked by Europe's hardened borders and without legal status in Morocco, they survive by begging.
There are so many people that just hate immigrants. Just
Kingsley Okoji is a migrant from Nigeria.
Man, you look at the kind of environment we live in. No work, no job. Many of us don't have people to call for money.
Moroccan authorities want them gone. The migrants describe periodic raids and deportations with rides to the border just a few miles away. But one Moroccan is helping. He's Hisham Bhatakha of the Beni's Nassen Association. It's named after a Berber tribe in the area.
In Muslim culture, if someone knocks at your door and asks for bread and water, you give it.
Bhatakha's group provides food, clothes, and blankets to the migrants.
They always came to this place with some food and they help us. So I use this opportunity to thank the Mr. Hisham organization.
The group also monitors human rights abuses and lobbies authorities to treat migrants better. Bhatakha says that because so many Moroccans migrate to Europe, Morocco should set a better example.
If Morocco attacks these migrants, it gives carte blanche for my brother in Spain, my brother in Belgium, for the authorities in Spain or Belgium or France or Italy to attack Moroccan immigrants.
As the only organization working with migrants in the area, there are constant calls for help. A pregnant Congolese migrant needs a doctor. She's gone into labor. But offering help comes with a risk. Moroccan law is vague on whether it's legal to help undocumented migrants. Bhatakha worries that the rules could be used against him, and he's afraid of criminals who smuggle people and drugs to Europe.
Because of the immigrant situation, we work with strangers. I don't always know the person I'm talking to.
What keeps him going are the stories of migrants like Kingsley Okoji, one of only two survivors on a truck carrying 27 migrants that lost its way in the Sahara.
A migrant is someone trying to live, someone looking for a better life. It's not a criminal, not a dangerous person.
He says he feels obligated to try and stop the suffering. Solana Pine for VOA's Making a Difference in Oujda, Morocco.